You might remember this book as a lexicon addict. Do you remember this one?
Yep.
What's it about? If you remember it, what's it about?
The cat of the toilet.
Very good. And what does he do?
It moves.
It's called the very hungry cat of the toilet. And the light?
What's that?
It's a leaf off a tree. Okay. And there's the moon, and there's the rest of the tree. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. See the light of the egg? One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. Looks like the Statue of Liberty, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to go see the Statue of Liberty. And he started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through one, two, three, four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. He thinks the good stuff now, huh? On Sunday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese. It's hard to see where he ate through the Swiss cheese because there's holes in it already, huh? One slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. And that night, you know what?
Yeah.
He had a stomachache, and he ate too much, huh? The next day, the Sunday dinner, the caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. Yeah? And he stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and what happened? Do you remember?
What?
What happened to him when he came out?
He turned into a butterfly.
Oh, you did know. He was a beautiful butterfly. You did remember, didn't you? Now, he had that book read to him. Was it about 5 months ago?
Really?
Yeah. She read it on one of her visits.
Wow.
And if you could read one of his.
Okay. Evan, which book of yours do you want to read?
You don't remember this one. You read it for a long time. You're all right. What are they doing?
How come there's no real pictures?
Well, there'll be color pictures in a minute, okay? You are all right. Do you know what it means to be all right?
No, yeah.
If you do not know what it means to be all right, that's okay, because this book will tell you all about it. I don't know if you want me to read the whole book. It's just one sentence. We'll read one chapter of it, okay? I am proud to be a person. The dictionary says that a person is a man, woman, or child. Because you are a child, you are a person. When you grow up and become a man or woman, you will still be a person. Each one of us is a person. You okay, Miles? What does it mean to be a person? A person has a body. In many ways, every person's body seems a little... Pay attention. In many ways, every person's body is like that of every other person. How is that true? Every person has a head and a body. Every person has arms, hands, and fingers, and legs, and feet, and toes. Every person has and stomachs and a back. Every person has eyes to see with, and ears to hear with, and skin to feel with. Every person has a nose to smell with, and a mouth to taste with. In order to stay alive, every person must move his or her body and rest, sleep his or her body. In order to stay alive, every person must eat and drink and breathe air. In order to stay alive, every person must eliminate waste from his or her body.
Go to the bathroom.
And people feel embarrassed about going to the bathroom. She's falling in there, isn't she? She needs that little thing you have. What was your reaction to the pictures on the four pages before this one? Did you giggle? Were you embarrassed? How did you feel? What did you think when you looked at the pictures of the little girl on the toilet?
I said, I like to eat them.
What? That's nice. Now, did it make you laugh?
Yeah.
Or did it make you want to go, I don't want to look at that? Yeah, you're being silly.
I want ice cream.
You can have it after Melanie goes. He always gets real out of control when we go in stores. And I said, why do you get so excited when we go in stores? And he said, because I just do. And I said, no, tell me, why do you get like that when we go in stores? He said, because every single woman I see, I want it. I love it when he comes out with stuff like that. Or with stuff like that.
Oh, he's been hanging around the older boys.
We don't know any older boys. That's just
it. That's
we were in a Zara once, and this was after we had been through the anatomy lessons, and he asked this woman about 60 years old behind us, do you have a giner?
Oh, no.
What makes you want to? And the woman was just like, excuse me? I'm like, come on, Evan, you want some gum?
Well, I was talking about a different...